Term Limits. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. History is littered with predictions of the end of the world, and Americans have contributed their fair share.
Are we living in the last days? Is this the generation when that is going to happen? I've just given you absolute evidence of it.
Televangelist Herbert W. Armstrong predicted the precise end of the world four different times. But maybe he was onto something. I have to say, those pictures from California pretty much resemble every depiction of hell I've ever seen. Plus, there's a new climate report based on actual science that indicates we are possibly 30 years away from triggering an unstoppable chain reaction that would raise temperatures and sea levels beyond what civilization can tolerate. Johan Rockström was one of the authors.
Not that it would happen overnight. It may take 200 years, but it would be irreversible.
And if he's right, it means we have to find ways not to drive. You know who has the nation's smallest carbon footprint? New York City, because people walk everywhere. Whereas the car-dependent suburban backyard lifestyle seems destined to end up burning down your suburban backyard. And not to politicize this, but it's clear that Mother Nature is a conservative, a strict constructionist, following the laws of physics to the last decimal place, and perfectly willing to impose term limits on incumbent species who pretend nothing's wrong. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.